Mimheim Beis. Starting the Gemara. Boy Rava. Mike Sabar Birchim and Nuri. So in Birchim and Nuri, the Mishnah said that the Chavim say they get 4 amas, and Birchim and Nuri says he gets 2,000 amas. So where is the point of the Machlokes in Birchim and Nuri in the Chachamim? Is it Mr. Kasavar that Rabbi Yechmanuri holds Chepse Hefker Kernan Shvisa, that any item gets a status of being in its place, whether it's owned or not? So a person who's sleeping is not worse than Chepse Hefker. We had this argument before. And so therefore, he'll get even the person who's sleeping will get 2,000 hours. Now the Mor says, if that's true, but then who the lifluk b'kelim, they could have argued, not discussing a person, they could argue discussing kelim of hefker. But the reason why they argue when talking about a person, lo'idiyacha kechon de rabbanon, to tell you the chiddush of the chachamim, the avagab the ikal lememer, in the chachamim you could have argued, possibly, hoyol v'neir kana. So had he been awake, he would get a place. Everyone who's asleep, he also gets a place. We could have made such an argument. Therefore, the Mishnah says that the Chum said that's not true. Is that the Pshat in Rabbi Yechman Nuri? Or Dilma, or possibly, Kasab Rabbi Yechman Nuri Ba'alma, Chepsi Hefker, and Karan Shvisa. The truth is, he holds that the items which are Hefker have no Shvisa. Which would mean, therefore, when the person would come to them on Yom Tov, he could carry them as far as he wants. If he's not karnit, and if he's karnit, they get his tchum in the middle of Shabbos. They'll gain his tchum. If you hold chepsi hefker ain't karnit shisa. V'ha'ko hanu time up. So what's Shalom Yechon and Nuri that says he gets 2,000 amas? Then, for this argument of Hoel v'neir konam yoshanami konam. So we're not sure how to understand Rabbi Yechon and Nuri. Is he presenting a general argument? Or he's presenting a specific argument by a person? That's the Shalom Gemara. Tosfos raises a question over here. So it comes out to the Chachamim Shita. According to the understanding that the Chum's argument is that the Chepsi Hefker are not Karnan Shvisa, which the Gemara really presents, and that's going to be true in both understandings in the Chachamim. The only shaz, where's Rechem and Re arguing? Is he saying that he disagrees with the whole premise, or agrees with the premise, but the person is an exception? So it comes out the Chachamim create a Kula and a Chumra. For the person in this scenario, that's a tremendous chumra, he only gets talalamas. That the kalim that presents a kula, that they have no shvisa, you can take them wherever you want, and you can pick them up mikon and take them with your tchum. So that creates a kula in the position of the chachamim. Lagabi kalim and a chumra lagabi yada. Tosfos over here raises a question.
So, in konim shvisa then means the chepsei hefker in konim shvisa means you can take them anywhere. Means to get.
Well, once you acquire it, they get your tchum. Theoretically, if you wouldn't acquire them, you'd pick it up with no intent. Say, so you're not trying to, you don't want to be kind of them. You can move them, and then the next person can pick them up and move them, and they can. I mean, You can take them as far as you can go. You can take them far. I mean, you can throw them, I guess. Okay. So, Omer Yosef Toshma. So, let's prove this discussion. We have a Bryce that says the following: Ksamim Shiur Demir of Yom Tov, rain which fell before Yom Tov, Yehesh Lehen Apayim Amal Choruach. He gets 2,000 amas. from this, they landed, they gathered it together in some type of a pool. So that water has 2,000 amas. B'yomtiv, if they fall on yomtiv, so harehin correctly called other, which means that they had no makom at the beginning of yomtiv. Whoever takes them, they get the tzchum of that person. So now, who holds that? Iyam b'shlomo k'sav b'yachem menuri chefse hefker kanan shvisa. So if you tell me that b'yachem menuri holds that, chomer clearly holds chefse hefker not kanan shvisa. So this water which fell before yom tov is hefker. Why does it have 2,000 amas from that place and that's it? Because it was kanan shvisa. So it's not the Chachamim. So if you thought Rabbi Yechim Anuri is arguing a general argument, that Chefzei Hefker Kanan Shvisa Hamani Rabbi Yechim Anuri, Rabbi Yechim Anuri. Eliyam Chefzei Hefker Ain Kanan Shvisa, that if you tell me that the Rabbi Yechim Anuri agrees with the Chachamim that items which are Hefker have no Shvisa, so this rainwater has no Shvisa, Batsim, because it's Hefker. So, but the Brashi says it does have Shvisa. That which fell before Yom Tov, it has a Kenyan Shvisa at the beginning of Yom Tov, and it gets 2,000 amas from that spot. Hamani, Lord Rebbechim, Lord Rebbanon. So this Brashi would be neither Rebbechim or the Rebbe Chachamim. So it must be Rebbechim or holds a general argument that Chefzei Hefker are Kenyan Shvisa. Okay, so that's a Rav Yosef's right. So Yosef Abaye v'kamal ol hashmaita. So Abaye was saying over the statement that Rav Yosef had said. Amalei Rav Safra l'Abaye. So Rav Safra asked Abaye, I have a suggestion. Maybe possibly that Chefzei Hefker are not Kenan Shvisa. And the Pshat in the Brayse is the following. Dilma b'kshamim masmuchim l'iraskinan. It's talking about water which fell near the city. And people from the city had intended to use them. So even though they weren't kind of it yet, since the derech was, they were the ones who would use it, the water which would fall near the city would be used by those people of that city. That's enough to create its status that it goes with the tchum of that place.
So it's not. I mean, it's not the individual people. It's just the government.
Well, assuming that the people of the city all have the same tomb, so.
But who really is it? Like individual ownership of the. I'm not sure who exactly has. Ownership of this.
Okay, you know what? Let's see a little more of the Gemara. It'll make you more confused. But Amalei the Sochodaitach. The Bai says that that cannot be the pshat because of the sort of the das of Anshiir. Why? Titnan, because we learned there's a mishnah later on. No, there's a mishnah in Beyu. Bor shel yochid. If a person owns an individual, a person has a private boar. Boar is a cistern. He has water stored in there, belongs to him. So that water has his tchum. So even if he lets somebody else take it, that they can't take that water beyond his tchum. I mean, he makes a ruve tchum to one side of the city. You cannot transport that water to the other side of the city. Shall also hear. If the boar belongs to the city, so the halacha is correctly osir that it's taken as far as the members of the city can go. So assuming that nobody in the city has made a rubit chumen, it will have an air of it'll be transported anywhere within 2,000 amas around the city. If there are people in the city who have made a rubit chumen. In other directions, so Rashi says they can't take it beyond the tchum of the city. They don't. Rashi seems to say that they don't ask on everybody else. They belong to the city in a general sense. Not eat, you don't say that. Well, each person has a shutris, and you say breira. And that was part of the discussion whether in the Gemara say breira. This is my water, and my water can go as far as I want to go. And if you hold ein breira, so then the water belongs to everybody. Each person has made their own private tchum. You mess up the whole city. No, you know, nobody can transport it beyond a certain point. You don't say that either. The third option is shel ole bovil karagla mamala. So ole bovil is they were cisterns which were in the road, specifically from people who are coming from Bovil to Eretz Yisrael. They put cisterns in the road for water for the travelers. They don't belong to anybody. They're available for anybody to take. So the law is that they have no tchum, and they get the tchum of the person who draws the water when he draws it. Kiragle Mimal. Okay. See, that's one brisa. But the Tanya, different brisa says, Bor shel shvatim, which Rashi says that was another way they refer to the burris which they had on the roads for people who were traveling. Yeshem apayim amba l'choruach have 2,000 amas in all directions. Kashin ha'adori, so to steer in the two brises, difference in the brisa and the Mishnah. So if you tell me there's an argument whether Ragli Hefker, whether Chefsi Hefker or Kernan Shvisa, so the answer is very simple. One rice is going with Chefsi Hefker or Kernan Shvisa, so you get 2,000 amas. One holds Chefsi Hefker or Kernan Shvisa, and you get, and therefore has no tchum at all, and it gets the tchum of the person who draws it. But according to your argument that everybody agrees, the Chefsi Hefker or Kernan Shvisa, and over here is only exceptional because it was right near the city, and the people of the city were going to take it, were going to use it. So, how do you explain the brayse which says that the bor shel shvatim gets 2,000 amas? El la shemino hora rechem anuri hora bonan. Okay, so therefore, the approach that Rabbi Yosef said in rechem anuri that he holds chefsi hefker. They're arguing whether Chefsi Hefker Kud and Shvisa, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Chefsi Hefker Kud and Shvisa is the right approach. Morse says, Kiyosu the commander of Yosef. Later on, Abaya went to Rabbi Yosef, and he told Rabbi Yosef the story. Amlehochi Kamer of Safra, Mahochi Ahadule. Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, this is what Rabbi Safra asked me, and this is what I answered him. Amalei, Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaya, instead of proving what I said from a other brisa, let's prove it from here itself. If Reb Safra's right explanation would be the correct explanation, that it was some water which would fall near the city, and the people of the city relied on that water, and that's enough to give it a status of being belonging to that city and getting into the tchum of the city. So then the language of the Bryce is wrong. Hi, yeshem apayim amal l'choruach. Ho, karagli anshe oisayir mi boyale. The correct phrase should have been, it gets the tchum of the people of the city. As it stands, it reads, it has 2,000 amas from all directions, from where it is, which, you know, it's smuch l'ir, it's 50 amas outside of the city, gets 2,000 amas and that's it. From that point, so the explanation can't be like Reb Safra. That's not what the Brisa says. See Rashi, Chefsi Hefker, Kevin Shem and Bailim, B'chashech Olam B'mokim Echad. The beginning of Shabbos, nobody owned them. And then they were in a place, wherever it was, when Shabbos took effect. Even though nobody intended that these should get a shvisa, it's still kind of shvisa when the they take get shvisa in their place. You can't transport it on Yom Tov 2,000 amas beyond that point. Even if this person had an ability to go further, because he made an eruv with tumen, the item cannot go further. And more says, if that's the explanation, they could have argued lifluk b'kalim shel hefker. They could have argued b'kalim, but v'hayadam yoshen shel niskam l'shisa k'kalim shel hefker domi. Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Uri's argument is a person who's sleeping is not worse than kalim of hefker. Where Rabbi Bryce says, if the water fell b'yomtiv im yard b'yomtiv, rain k'ragli kolodim. They had no place at the beginning of Yom Tov. So when the person takes and they become his and they get his tchum, and so wherever the person wants to go, so he wants, if he has an uvei tchum and allow him to travel more than 2,000 amas from the point where he gathers the water, where he draws the water, that's mutter. Okay. How money? The more says the kani erev yom tov yeshan apayim amal yeshan apayim. It says erev yom tov. This price says the water was filled before yom tov. There's 2,000 amas from its spot. Veni karagli kol adam. It's not like the person who draws it, even though they're hefker. Amach hefser hefker kana shvisa. So we see an item which is hefker gets shvisa in its place at the beginning of Shabbos. So Reb Safra made a second suggestion. Rabbi said, "Lo sochad daitach. You cannot consider the possibility. Luk mi taima mishum das anshe ho'ir. That the reason is because of the intent of the people of the city. Al taima mishum de chefse hefker kadosh shvisa. The explanation has to be chefse hefker. Na nami b'tuch achrita. We learned somewhere else. So we have a steer between the Braisa and the Mishnah." So we have a stir between these two items. The only answer we're going to have is the Mechlokes Tanoim. One of the Reb Yochanan Ben-Uri. V'tiv shet dechefse hefker kadosh shvisa. And must be that he holds that items which are hefker get shvisa. Because the Mishnah says that if they belong to Yachid, track leis to Yachid, balabor, the owner of the boar. V'im lochach mehen odom acher. If somebody else took some of the water, and they cannot take it beyond where this person is allowed to go. If this person who took the water now made an eruv tchumen to go to the east, I'm sorry, that around. If the owner made an eruv to the east, this person who drew the water is not able to lichon to take him chutz leir v'tzad marav. Philip Siachas, he can't take it. Cannot take the water to the west at all, because the owner made an eruv tchumen to the east and gave up his rights to go to the west. So the water also cannot go there. If it's the boar of the city, karagli osah here, apayim lechol ruach. It's 2,000 amas in all directions. Bim irav zel marav or the mizruch and yochol zeh letzian chutz lapayim. If this person made a rumit chum in some direction, he cannot take it beyond the 2,000 amas of the city. It sounds like from Rashi that it belongs to the city as a conglomerate, not to any individual person. It's not a shutvis, thereby ushering the water. When shutv A, If two people own something b'shutvis and they own an animal b'shutvis, we'll say later on, one makes an eruv tchumen to the east, one makes an eruv tchumen to the west, the animal doesn't go anywhere because A can't take it to the west because of B, and B can't take it to the east because of A. So Rashi doesn't say, Rashi says you can't take it beyond the 2,000 amas, which the 2,000 amas still gets. So it means we look at it as some type of a conglomerate. This is one of the places where they discuss that there's such a thing as a corporation in halacha. Right? Do we look at the ownership of the city as an independent from the individuals, something different than independent ownership of the individuals. I think we discussed this when we learned Beya. Sounds familiar? Yeah. It's been a little while, yeah. Shall I bovel? Should there?
What did that other Rashi? Two Rashis before me.
One of them has to be, we have to say, holds Chepsi Hefker Karnan Shvisa, because it's the Bryce, which the only way we can explain the Bryce is because Chepsi Hefker Karnan Shvisa. Huh? Okay. We'd be using the word corporation. Right, so.
What do you mean by what you said?
What word did you not understand? See, I said that we have to say that Rechman holds Chesed Hefker and Shvisa. This is what we have a Tana for the Brisa which says that. They're in the road. The road which people travel from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Who shall have? But they're not owned by anybody. The Chomita Defkera Man the Magra Le Koni. So someone which is Hefker, whoever takes it, it's his. And it gets his tchum. If he drew the water for himself, he's kind of it, gets his tchum. If he then gives it to somebody else, they retain his tchum. But Alma Midav Kero ain't kind of shvisa. We see that they don't have their own shvisa, they get his shvisa. V'tanya iroch, bor shel shvatim, t'haino shel early bovel, it's owned by the Klal Yisrael, which means it's ownerless in the sense that anybody can take it. Yeshima pa'im l'chol ruach, you get 2,000 amas in all directions, alma kono shvisa, d'eino k'rag l'kolod. They do get a shvisa. So most, there's an opinion result ragli that chepsi hefker k'ren shvisa. So he also Abaya commanded Rabbi Yosef. Later on, Abaya went to Rabbi Yosef and he told him what had happened. And he said, "You could have told him from the price itself." He says, "Yesh lehen." So he said, "Look at the language itself. It says that they get correctly answer here." It says, "Yesh lehen apayim amal charo." They have. Masha the inu gufayo kadalu shvisa. They themselves get their own shvisa. Well, amishum das anshehuir, not because of the city. Dimishum das anshehuir, holishna boy the member. The correct language should have been arehing ragli oisahuir. Tahronami apayim lechol ruach. Even if you tell me that the water was so close to the city that they would be synonymous, the apayim lechol ruach and the karagli anshehuir would be the same thing. But the language of Yesh Lehen Apayimam means they have their own intrinsic right, Rashi is saying. Okay. So the Gemara. Amar Mar. So the Brisa, we brought a Brisa. So that the Gemara holds us conclusive that Rabbi Yechim Minori's opinion is Chepsi Hefker Kanan Shvisa. And we've quoted him before. Rabbi Yechim Minori, we've quoted him before, he's the opinion which holds Chepsi Hefker Kanan Shvisa. Okay. Now the Brisa we brought discussed. In a case when it falls on Yom Tov. So we say it has no tchum at the beginning of Yom Tov, and therefore, even though this price is going like a Rechim Manuri, that a Chepsi Hefker Kanan Shvisa, this water didn't exist at the beginning of Yom Tov, so that already has no tchum, and when the person draws the water, it is gets his tchum. They get the din of whoever draws them, they get that tchum. This price is not like Rebbe Eliezer. The Rebbe Eliezer, if the price is going like Rebbe Eliezer, but Omer Rebbe Eliezer says that Kol Olam Kula Mimei Akionus Hu Shoisa, all the water of the world, we assume, came from the ocean, Okeanos, Atlantic. I sit the line. But my lema likni shvisa b'kyanus. It should be kind of shvisa in the beginning of it's we're going like Rechem ben Nuri that he holds that chefzei hefker gets shvisa, so the water in the ocean should get shvisa. And now later on Shabbos, this water is transported from the Okeanos into the clouds, down down into your backyard, or down into the place near you. So how can you say they fell on Yom Tov, they get the tchum of that, whoever takes it, they should have the tchum of where they were at the beginning of Yom Tov. Now Tosis raises the question over here. We discussed in tchum of the Malam Yisorah. We said that we measured tchum from the ocean floor. So the chara, all of the water, any water which you're getting is probably not from the bottom of the ocean. It's from the bottom 10th fok in the bottom 40 inches of the ocean. It's probably from the higher part of the mile above, which is of water, which is above. So it never had shvisa beginning of Yom Tov. Tosfos says no, even though a person who's traveling on the water has no tchum, but the water is looked as one unit, and the water has a tchum. Because it's touching the bottom of it, touching the ocean floor. We don't look at each drop of water as independently. We look at all of the water together as one unit. It's like they're all sitting on the ground.
So, quick question: if we had like a pile of ground or a pile of straw,
so I'm not sure that they have the same level of intrinsic cohesiveness and. I'm not sure you would say that, but in general, I would assume that you would pile everything in the pile would be the same thing. But I'm not sure, but I think so. Okay, so the chara, this is not like your b'liezer that we assume that the water came from there. The other possibility that Moore is going to say is that the water we assume that the water was in the clouds. The clouds. We'll see about clouds. Let's see. So Amr Yitzchok, Hacha be'Avim Shnitz Kasher Meir of Yom Tov. It was cloudy from before Yom Tov, Askinan. So therefore, the water which fell was already in the air at that point in time. The Mor says, "V'dama Hanach Azli Hanach Echrininu." Maybe, but who said the clouds that which the water fell from on Yom Tov were the clouds that you saw from before Yom Tov? Maybe the new clouds which developed, and those new clouds started out Yom Tov in a body of water. More answers. These little simon abigabah, he recognizes the clouds. Be boy same, or alternatively, habi subak didivrayim, subak didivrayim lahakil. You're right. We don't know. Is it from those clouds, or is it from a body of water? That's a sophic. So we'll be makel me sophic. We're getting there. Okay, you're arguing that they were in the clouds, they weren't in the water, so they're not kind of shvisa in the body of water. Why aren't they kind of shvisa in the clouds? So tishim in alachar, we should be able to prove from here. If there is tchum above 10, likni shvisa above him, it should get shvisa in the clouds. Yes. Whereas the loyal name of the call yes tum, I can say really there is tum in the malam yesor. So if there is tum in the malam yesor, so why aren't they kind of shvisa in the clouds? Maya be'iva mivla b'li'i. Water in the clouds is as if it doesn't exist. Beginning of Yom Tov, there is. This very, very small condensation, which is enough to create a cloud, that's not, but the raindrop which develops later on is not nicker at that point in time. Morris says, great. If that's how you look at it, Kolshkin to Havil Hu Narlet, so now you have a new problem. So now it's Narlet. Dasiri, if you tell me that it didn't exist beforehand, so it only came into existence on Yom Tov, so now it should be also to move it at all. It's Muksa. So more says, Ella, different terrors. Maya Ba'ovim is Maynard Naidi. Okay, so the water is moving. It's not stationary. And to be kind of shvitz at the beginning of Yom Tov, it has to be stationary. An item which is stationary gets tchum, otherwise not. The Gemara says, okay, well, hash is also lahaki. Once we've come to this opinion, this idea, ukyonas nami lo likshu lacha, you have no cash. Maya ukyonas nami made it 90. The water in the ocean is also moving, so that's why it's not kind of shvisa. So even if I tell you that we have the possibility that the water was in a body of water at the beginning of Yom Tov, but it was moving. Betanya, and I have a brisa which supports this. Naharas hamayishkin umayonas hanoivit. You have rivers which are moving, which are rivers which are flowing, and mayonas which are a spring which is putting out water and it's flowing out. Rehen kiraga kolodim, since they're always moving. Even though they belong to an individual person. So they should get his shvisa. They don't, because they're moving. So therefore, whoever draws it, with permission, obviously, no exactly issues over here, will get the tchum of that person, because they were not going to shvisa. Okay, let's see Rashi. Four lines on the bottom. Liknu shvisa b'shvikyonus sheshavzu sham emish. That's where they started Shabbos the night before. Now, today when the water fell, what happened was Shavu Ho'avim, the clouds drew the water from the body of water from the ocean. So we're going like Rech Manuri, that water which falls before Yom Tov gets Tchum. We're going that must be that. So the shvisa was in the Gyanus. So how can you move it beyond four amas? So Mor says it was cloudy already. Mor says maybe it's different clouds. The ones that you saw gathered already before Yom Tov, have left, and these are new clouds. These new clouds just developed now. And they again began their Shabbos in the ocean in a body of water. So they had and Velitzu, they should be also. So Mor says he recognizes them or Savik Rabbon. Mor says, well, there's a different problem. They should get Shvisa in the clouds. So your answer was that they recorded Shvisa in the clouds. And they fell today. The mutter lalich and traveling kolodim. They're allowed to move them anywhere. That would indicate very clearly. Alma ain isut tchum on the malam esor. There's no tchum above 10. Mor says no. The tmivably command the snow dummy. Well, cut all those shvisa emesh. They have no shvisa at all. Mor says if that's true. Koshkin the havelun are a little bit siri. But feel the taltalim and mekami. Can't move them at all. They're muksa. Mor says they're ain traveling kolodim. Mor says that they're moving. Like we have in the Brisa, which says that the water which is flowing, and since they're moving, they cannot get shvisa. Even though they belong to a, this is a private spring, but the water does not get his tchum.
How does that answer the Milvash?
The Mor is pulling back, the Mor is saying that we don't assume that it's considered a new entity. It was considered distinct enough in the clouds to be considered existing at the beginning of Shabbos.
You said spring at the end, not stream, right?
Well, both. More the it says Nahoros and Mayonis.
Okay, so a Jew, let's say, has a farm, has a stream that's going from north of his farm, way south, but it passes through his farm.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Is that his while it's in his farm?
We'll get to that. That's it's an upcoming attraction. Okay, now just two things over here. Tosis over here raises a question that how can you say something to the Ram Lakula? It's Dabar Sheshna Matirin. Even Dabar Sheshna Matirin, the abundance is also, because after Yom Tov, it'll be mutter to use the water without relying on Safik. And Tavshin Shematirin, besides applying to the din of Bittul, it also applies to the din of Safik. So Tosfos says, Be'erev Hikilu. Erev is even more kuldik. And the Chorin understand Tosfos, the Tosfos Shita is that we pass the Nalik Rebbe Kiva, and even Tchum of Yud Beis Mil is not the Raisa. So there's no Iker source for the whole concept of the Tchum made a Raisa at all. So since there's no source for it at all, so that's a more kuldik of the Rabbanon they were making. Okay, that's one point. Second point, Tosfos over here raises a question. The Mora is suggesting that Maya be'iva mivla bli, and the Mora says, well, if that's true, then it's gnarled. So Tosfos raises the kasha, we had him suck him. The Mora says that Mashkin and Peri are considered mivla bli. The top Tosfos and Mivla Manal. Tosfos says that the Mashkin and Peri is considered mivla bli. It's relevant in regards to Hichus Tuma that the liquid doesn't come tummy together with the peri, and we don't consider it, the water which flows out on yomtiv is not considered nerlin. So Tosfos says that there's madregas of mivul bli. The point over here is mivul bli to the point that it doesn't exist. It's not nicker at all. That was the argument of the Gemara. Whereas over there, we understand that it exists. It's not, even though it's not considered, it's not a distinct item, but there we know that it's there. So it's not considered an erlud. The second thing Tosfos says, why more should give a simple answer that this Bryce is going like Rav Shimon, who holds that there's no din of muks on Yomtiv. And he also holds there's no din of erlud on Yomtiv, like the Mora says, beginning of Beya. The man is slain. Mux isle nerlud. The man the less they mux the less they nerlud. That was the first daf in Beya. So that's a very simple answer. The more saying it can't be because then it's a problem with others. The answer is that it's a Shimon. So Tosfos says an important aside. Something which is not here at all, but from a four yomtiv, totally didn't. Even Rav Shimon agrees it's a problem with nerlud. So even Rav Shimon agrees to a nerlud gomer is a problem. So that's very relevant because he passed like Rav Shimon on Shabbos. The Gabi Nerlud, but Nerlud Gomer Tosfos Shita is a problem of a Nerlud. And the Gabi Yomtiv, it's a machloikis whether there's Muksa on Yomtiv or not, but we pass it even if there's no Muksa on Yomtiv, there is Nerlud on Yomtiv.
What do you mean it didn't exist at all? What do you mean?
The water is considered, the more it was in the more it goes later on. You know, the condensation in the air for halachic purposes doesn't exist. And when it changes and becomes a raindrop, that's a totally new item which wasn't there beforehand. One example of this,
that's the clouds then.
That's the argument. The more we're saying about the clouds. One example that's not true because there's something distinct over there. But a lot of places say, for example, air conditioning. It produces water. Yeah. So if you have a window unit that has water dripping out, that water is nerlud gomer and it's muksa. So once that's true, if you want to put a kli there to catch it, let's say it's dripping in, you want to put a kli there to catch it, you're probably bitul kli mechonai because you put a kli to catch muksa on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Once the muksa is in it, you can't move the kli, so it's like a bit that you're being levat the kli from its echonai, which is an iser. It's also levat the kli mechonai, so you can't put a kli on Shabbos or Yom Tov to catch the water, which is. Because that's mamash, it's the air, and we know there's water in the air, but since we don't see it, it's like it doesn't exist. And now it's a nerlud gomer. See, even on Shabbos, we pass the Rav Shimon, but nerlud gomer, we pass on like Tosfos. Nerlud gomer is a problem of muksa, even according to Rav Shimon. So that water is muksa. So the male, you can't put a kli there to catch it on Shabbos. You can put a kli there before Shabbos. We can't put a kli there on Shabbos to catch the condensation because you're being mevatel kli mechana. So that's where the Tosfos becomes relevant in halacha. That this Tosfos is shita in Rav Shimon. We pass like this Tosfos in Rav Shimon. So that's an important Tosfos.
What Tosfos?
The top Tosfos in Mevava Manal. The second Tosfos asks two kashas. The first kasha is about different levels of nerla. The gabi, the case of the fruits, and the second kasha is that maybe Rav Shimon doesn't hold nerla. Tosfos even nerla gemari holds it. The other example that he gives is a Farish of Gemara in Beya. The Gemara says Efer Kira. Even Rav Shimon agrees, wood which burnt was wood at the beginning of Yom Tov. and then burns down to ash, so that ash, even if Shimon agrees, is muksa. Because if as long as it's still hot, you could cook in it, so it's considered like it still has its original function. Once it cools off, so you can't, it's muksa gomer, and you can't use it. For the case of that was for kisi adam. So that's a Ferish Gemara, which really is this the set of Tosis that Shimon agrees to another Gemara. Stop now before.